Now, we've got some very interesting stuff here. If you're looking to protect your home, there's no shortage of smart devices to help you keep your house and possessions safe. Our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, has got some of these devices in studio. You got them from...
Curry's PC World sent these in.
So these are available now.
They're available in store, and we tried to get a sort of a range of devices that cost... Nothing here costs more than €200. More costs €190.
Now, I have seen the first one we're going to talk about, the ads on the telly. There's a woman sitting by the pool, sipping her pina colada, and this kind of ne'er-do-well is knocking on her door at home.
Yes.
Bing-bong the bell. And he says, do you want whatever done? And she answers him straight away, no, not today, thank you very much. She's at the beach. He's
at her front
door. No one home, but he thinks she's home.
It's just the wonders
of
technology.
Done? Tell me.
So it's a doorbell. It's a smart doorbell called the Ring Video Doorbell. Now, you may wonder how, you know, the humble doorbell can become a smart piece of technology, but this company Ring have done it. The idea is that there's a camera built in to this doorbell that hangs on your wall, just like a normal doorbell, but also some motion sensors. So if you are on the beach and somebody approaches your front door, the motion sensors will send you an alert to let you know somebody's at the door. You can then engage in conversation with this person because there is a two-way mic system built
in. He can't see you, but you can see him.
So he might think that you're, you know, at the front door on the other side, but actually you can be wherever you fancy and you can have a conversation. There's video capabilities as well, so you can see, you know, if it is a delivery person, if it's the postman, or if it's somebody that
so
shouldn't be at your door.
So if he claims he is DHL or whatever, you can check.
You can check. You'll be able to see the uniform. So you can have a conversation. You can get pictures so you can see who it is. And this is from anywhere in the world. So no matter where you are, it's hooked up on your Wi-Fi. It costs €190. And I have to say, I think it's just brilliant. The camera can kind of turn in 180 degrees as well and has a range of 30 feet. So they don't necessarily have to be
right
in front of it. If you get the notification that somebody is within the realm of your device, you can check out who it is and scare them away, basically.
Now, you have to have Wi-Fi for these devices.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Next one is the Samsung SmartThings Power Outlet, which sells at $59.99. Now, the video doorbell is $189.99.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this thing, what it looks like a plug.
Plug.
Yeah.
So
you stick it into the wall.
Yeah, exactly. So it's basically like an adapter. So you plug it in, and then what you can do is you can plug any small electrical device. So be that a lamp, be that your hair straightener, or be it your iron. Now, I have this for my iron because I have a little bit of a worrisome thing of, you know, when I leave the apartment in the morning.
Did I leave the iron plugged in?
I don't need to worry. I just open the app on my phone and I make sure that it's switched off and then I go about my glorious day. These things they're £60 and they just give you that extra peace of mind. It's very handy as we approach summer if you're heading abroad and stuff like that and you want to do, you know, the old timer lights.
You can do random lights all around your house, flicking on and off.
You can have a rave, basically. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's €60. The next device we have is the Samsung Smart Cam HD, $129.99. Now, what's that do? It looks like a little black Dalek.
It does, yeah. It looks like Darth Vader's helmet. So basically this is a small security camera that, again, you hook up to your phone. It's easy to install. There's not much to it. And it can pair to your phone. So there's a wide angle on this. So if you wanted to put it in a particular part of the house, it can capture an entire room. There's also an inbuilt mic into it. So again, if somebody is in your house and they should not be in your house, you can view this on your phone because there's an iOS and Android app and you can say, get out of my gaff. So you can talk to people as they're in the room and you can observe things. It's very easy to set up, as I say, and it's €130. I personally, I suppose it comes down to whether or not you want cameras in your home.
Why do you think it could be hacked?
I don't think it could be hacked. Well, obviously, anything connected, as we're now learning, can be hacked. It just comes down to whether or not you want cameras in the home.
Okay, so this should have a health warning on it. Babysitters, beware.
Exactly,
don't bring the boyfriend round.
Exactly.
You could be on camera.
Yeah, and it's worth noting. So if you have this on your phone, if you have the app for this on your phone, you can either just watch the live stream so you can see what's going on. But if something's dodgy going on, you can actually hit record and it will capture footage.
So you could have evidence.
You can have evidence. So it's very clever. As I said, I'm just not sure that I'd want cameras in my home.
Okay.
To be honest
and
with
the
you.
Final thing is the Nest Protect Wireless. It's $129.99 again.
Yes.
What does it do? It looks like a smoke detector.
It is a smoke detector and it's also a carbon monoxide alarm. This is very clever though because, again, it's a connected device. So you can put it anywhere in your home and it pairs up to the app. And if smoke is detected, you get a push notification to your phone as well as the alarm sounding. So again, if you're not at home and something goes awry, you will get notified straight away. What I like about this is that it's so smart and so sensitive. It can identify between a burnt bit of toast and an actual fire. So you're not, you can still cook with, you know, you don't have to change how you cook or anything like that. You can do your bits and pieces, but then still get notified if something goes awry. And again, you just get that little notification to the phone. So if you're not at home, you can react
very
in some
good
way, shape or form.
All of these available in Curry Specie World.
Yes, indeed.
And I presume at other outlets as well.
Yes, indeed.
But they're the ones who sent it in to us. Quick question for you, Jess. Which phone is better, the Samsung A5 2016 model or the Huawei P9 Lite?
Oh, I had the Huawei. The P9 Lite is great. It's an excellent phone. The camera on it's amazing. And I have been so impressed by the battery life on the Huawei devices as well. So if you're going to be using it a lot, that would be my recommendation.
All right, Jess. And Jess is knocking around. So if there are any more questions, she will deal with them as well. Jess Kelly, thank you very much. Now, also joining me once again is Jess Kelly, because we have a number of questions we want to deal with that came in for Jess. Jess, good morning again.
Thank you very much.
Does Jess have an opinion on Xiaomi Redmi phones? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I won't try to pronounce it either, because this is probably going back to the Huawei when I used to call it a Huawei. But these are a brand of phones. There's a lot of phones. Very often people will text in and tweet into the show saying, you know, have you heard of X, Y or Z phone? And they're phones that you can buy online. You can't buy them in store. And very often they have excellent reputations because they don't have the Apple logo on the back or they have the Samsung brand. They tend to be a bit cheaper, but they have high quality technology. I was looking at one particular model of this brand of phone, and it's actually called the Note 4, and it's €180. It has 3 gigs of RAM, 64 gigs of storage, and a 5.5 inch screen. And it looks like a beautiful phone. I haven't personally reviewed it, so I can't necessarily recommend it. There is another type of phone that's €230, very similar spec, and it's called the Elephone P9000.
How do you spell Elephone?
It's E-L-E-P-H-O-N-E.
Elephone, as in elephant.
Exactly it. And it's £230 and it has spec that would rival the S7 or an iPhone. You know, it's really high quality spec.
But you have to test it before you'll stand over it.
Well, my boyfriend actually has this phone himself, okay. So that's why I'm happy to recommend that one. He's had it for about 8 months now and loves it. So I can recommend that one. But just be very cautious when you're buying stuff online, particularly technology. As I said, I would never recommend something I haven't used myself, but I have used that Elephone, so I would recommend it.
And now on the security devices you had in earlier, this one from Mick in Dublin, he wants to ask you about the compatibility of the devices you had with other platforms like Amazon Alexa and Apple's HomeKit.
Now, the thing with Alexa is that Alexa doesn't fully work in Ireland as of yet. So Sarah McInerney, the host of News Talk Drive, has one, and she's spoken to me before about her frustration that we don't have the full capability. Again, I haven't tested Alexa with things like that. In the ideal world, they'd all talk to each other. So you can say, Alexa, turn off the plug in the sitting room and it would do it. I haven't tested it, so I can't stand over it. That's the idea with this technology. But very often they're all kind of linked with a brand. So if the Samsung product, it would only work with, you know, the Samsung Bixby, which we spoke about a few weeks ago. So let me test it. I'll have a play around with it and I'll get back to you on that one.
Can you ask Jess if she's reviewed the latest Samsung S8 or S8 Plus smartphone? That's from Journalist, which we did.
We did. We had an exclusive look at it before the launch. The initial thoughts are actually up on newstalk.com if you want to have a look. I'm very impressed by it. It is a gorgeous phone. The thing that stands out on this one is Infinity Display. So if you like watching movies and videos and all the rest on your phone, you're literally, the front of the device is just screen. It is gorgeous. Capability wise, it's a very powerful phone. The camera on it is very good. We're going to get one for an extended period of time, hopefully, so we can do the full hard test review. But initial thoughts on it is that it's very good.
And there's no issue with, if you buy it, getting on a plane.
No, you can bring it on a plane, which is always good news. But what I would say to you and say to anybody thinking of buying a smartphone in the next few weeks, hold off, because the Huawei P10 is coming into stores. We loved the P9. The S8 is being released. There's a few phones that are coming down the tracks that I wouldn't, if it was me personally, I wouldn't spend money buying a phone right now. I would hold on till, say, the middle of May, until all the phones are out and we've had time to play with them.
The S8 is coming. It's not available in store yet.
No, it's coming. It'll be available in stores in Ireland on the 20th of April. It's available for
And then the Huawei?
The Huawei P10. We're expecting it in any day now. But again, the P9, this was the first phone that had the dual camera on it. The battery life is the best battery life of any smartphone I've ever tested. And it is a gorgeous device. So the P10 is kind of one up on that again. So there's quite the selection out there at the moment. So I would just hold off on another few weeks until we've played with them all to tell you which one to get.
Okay. What of Huawei phone were you recommending on the show this morning?
That was the P9 Lite. So that's...
Yeah, what's the difference?
So that it's basically the sort of the more affordable version, shall we say. So it's €250 to buy it outright. That's on pay as you go. With that, then you're still getting a powerful enough phone, excellent battery life, really good camera, and a really nice interface. Huawei have stripped their phones right back. There's no junk on it. You know the way sometimes if you turn on a phone, and I've said it before on the show, so I'll say it again, Sony in particular are very guilty for this. There's a lot of stuff on Sony phones that you kind of have to wade your way through before you get to original Android. The Huawei phones are as pure as you get. Battery life is great, and for £250, you can't really go wrong.
Very good. Jess Kelly, thank you very much.